Are tax audits bad for business? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Andrew Belknap, assistant professor of accounting in the McComb School of Business at the University of Texas at Austin, considers this question.
As individuals, we go through the annual routine of reviewing our finances for our taxes each year. That experience may bring up a question: what happens to businesses after they go through audits? As an accounting researcher, I recently studied what those effects are and how they affect audited companies moving forward. Alongside my co-authors, I used data from random tax audits of small businesses to examine the real effects of being subject to a tax audit. We discovered that audited companies are more likely to go out of business once the audit is complete. The effect is concentrated in businesses that underreport their taxes, although we found evidence that the administrative costs of an audit also negatively affect company survival more broadly. Among companies that survive, we find evidence that audits have adverse effects on future revenues, but no effect on future wages, employment, or investment. Finally, our research team confirmed that tax audits have side benefits, causing businesses to make changes to improve their tax efficiency. Audits are a necessary component of the tax system, but understanding the causal effects of tax audits has been hampered by lack of data, in addition to the fact that audits typically aren't randomly assigned. Our findings have important implications for policymakers. For example, the Inflation Reduction Act was passed in August 2022, providing an additional $80 billion in funding to the IRS. Our research provides some exclusive evidence of the costs tax audits have on U.S. small businesses.
That was Andrew Belknap of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.